You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So, just to begin with, what was found in the study linking sleep and the spirit?
I guess the purpose of the study was to understand that the spiritual purpose of sleep. So we spoke to 9 participants and gathered their experience. So for a lot of them, it came through dreams. So, for example, we had one participant, and he was doing research into a form of karakia called wairia. And the purpose of wairia is to, from a te ao Māori perspective, is to clear buildings or clear spaces of any sort of, I guess, negative energy. And every single day, from the start of when he started researching it to the end, so this went over, months and months of time, he had these dreams where he would go into buildings, he would go into spaces, and he would have to practice his wairia to clear those spaces. And every night that would happen, and he would wake up and, he'd be exhausted as if he had been really doing it, and I guess in waking life. And that for him, he saw those experiences as an opportunity within the spiritual realm to practice what he was putting into practice in the waking realm and the physical. So that's like one experience, one story we gathered.
Do you believe that the spiritual, specifically in relation to sleep, is often misunderstood when research is conducted?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think that's been quite interesting because, my specific area isn't sleep. That's Dr. Gibson on our team. My area that I've been looking at is wairua, so spirituality from that te ao Māori perspective. And what I found, through sleep and the way that spiritual experiences are framed, it is framed from more biomedical perspective. So it's looked at as if there's something, I guess, physically wrong, and that's the only way that those experiences can come about. But from a te ao Māori perspective, the spiritual experiences during sleep, they're so normal. They're an everyday thing. So when it is framed within that sort of biomedical lens, definitely, there is a lot of misunderstanding.
Do you believe that dreams can signify something that is subconscious or happening within your life?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think, that is something that our participants spoke about. So when they were going through, I guess, particular rough periods in their life, dream states would provide them guidance for helping them to navigate what was happening in their day-to-day life. So absolutely.
What implications will this study have on future clinical, social and academic studies?
I think, for me, it kind of just speaks to the importance of ensuring that the taha wairua, the spiritual dimension, and that's spoken a lot in our models of health, like Te Whare Tapawha, is actually being accounted for, because it did bring our participants a lot of purpose and a lot of peace. That rather than, I guess, one of the main pieces of advice, especially in the media, around sleep is that, you have to get 8 hours of sleep. And for some of our participants, that didn't happen, because these experiences were so intense. Often they were only getting a few hours sleep. But when they woke up, they didn't feel the need to have more sleep. It wasn't draining on them. They made purpose out of it. They interpreted it with purpose, and it helped them in their waking lives. So I think if we actually start to account for the spiritual, for the wider dimension within clinical spaces, within research spaces, it could really help, a lot of participants. Rather than them focusing on not getting enough sleep, they can then, switch that lens to kind of look at that experience of sleep as purposeful for their day-to-day life.
So further adding on to that, do you believe that perhaps mental health should not only be assessed through a physiological analysis, but furthermore a spiritual one?
Yes, no, absolutely, absolutely. And it's interesting, in a lot of Māori models of health, for sure, it's you can see taha wairua is so important. And there are already wairua experts out there. I think one of the best examples is Mātou Wiramuneanea, who is a tohunga, and he has worked in kaupapa Māori mental health spaces like Te Whare Māori alongside psychiatrists like Dr. Alistair Bush. And together, when you have a psychiatrist, they come from definitely a biomedical lens. But when he, in his partnership with Mātou Wiramuneanea, who works very much from that spiritual space, they were able to provide far more holistic care. So absolutely.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.